Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. I love those claims. I love them. Hi, guys. Glad to be back. I was in London, and it was literally pretty impossible for me to be with you last week. Oh, my gosh. The jet lag. Oh, my gosh. I have to figure out a way to train my brain not to accept the jet lag BS stuff. Oh, my gosh. I never got over the jet lag when I was there. So I probably was sleeping 4 hours. But, you know, I just sailed through the weekend. It was a great weekend. Huge con, 100,000 people in London at the London Comic Con. I believe it's the biggest con I've ever been to, other than San Diego, which is crazed, which I'm going to next week. So anyway, I'm glad to be back with you. I'm so thrilled that so many of you are enjoying this amazing program that I put together with Jennifer McLean. I know she has had some difficulties with her servers and stuff, and we are doing our best to help you out. So it's worth it. All I can tell you is this program is worth it. I've worked a half a year on this program, so if you continue to need help, I think we've got almost everything worked out now with their site, because we're not handling the stuff they're doing at all. So thank you for all the emails that I've been getting about how awesomely incredible this program is and how many insights you are getting. And I want to remind you that our next webinar, Being the One Energy, is July 26th. I'm going to try and recap. I am going to recap the highlights and the breakthroughs from Creation Station, of which there are many. Dear gosh, did we get some insight during Creation Station this year? So I'm going to give you three things right now, and then I want to walk you through a little something. So, number one, you are the middle of the universe. You're not in the middle of the universe. You are the middle of the universe. And the universe is within you. If you picture yourself floating in the middle of the universe, and then picture yourself being able to see through yourself in the universe. So you're seeing the outline of your body, and you're seeing the universe within you and through you, so that you see literally your oneness and your one connection with it. That's the energy you want to understand that you are. So many of you, and I know from doing all the private sessions that I do, are still looking outside to God or the universe or a guide, or you're looking outside of yourself. The whole universe is within you, and everything has to start there. All creation has to start there. Number two, there is no destiny, no karma, no payback, no need to earn your life. There is only creation in this present moment. Nothing takes your power away from you when you are consciously creating in this moment of now. So anything that you feel like you don't have, you do have, and it's within you, and you have to go there first. And then the universe responds. Number three, every moment is creation. Directing energy includes the past, the present, and the future, all happening at the same time. Now, you all know that the first message I got when I dropped to my knees that day and the channel opened was, use the light within you to create yourself. And yourself extends into and what you want. So please, everybody, stop what you're doing. Stop. Take a deep breath. I want you to go within yourself and connect with your light. And you are your light. Your whole body is filled with your light. Your whole body and being is your light. Within that light is the money. Within that light is the success. Within that light are the relationships you desire. Within that light is the health. Your light creates, and the universe responds. So just pick one thing that you are focused on creating in your life right now. Create it in your light first. Visualize it in your light first. And then send it out to the universe. The universe must respond. It's law. Okay. Everybody, slowly come back into the room. I want you to start working with your light daily. Every time you think about creating, go to your light. My light is creating money right now. And it feels like love. My light is creating health and wellness right now. And it feels like love. And really visualize the light of you lighting up. Okay. I can't tell you how powerful this is. Well, I am telling you how powerful this is. But you have to do it to experience it. Okay? All righty. I can go to the calls. Please have your questions ready for me. And here we go. We are starting with Mr. Andrew in Toronto. Hello, handsome. You're on.
It's the kind of magic. My darling D. From the webinar, ever since the webinar back in May, I have been constantly reminding myself about the magic and how important it is to create the magic in our lives. Things have just been so awesome. I've returned to the movie theater, going to see the movie theaters, gone to the theater, saw ballet, world premiere ballet here in Canada, and musical, saw Harry Potter and The Cursed Child here in Toronto. And I even last week when I was connected with someone from the Orlando Fringe Festival, who's here in Toronto, I had dinner with some magicians who I'm going to reconnect with on Thursday. So everything's just been going really awesome.
Awesome, Andrew. You sound so happy.
And guess what? My friend that I talked to, who's in London, and, you know, I was like, oh, if I was there, I would be so happy to help you out and help give you the energy. But the sparkle is back in my eyes. And so things are really starting to move forward. I'm even in the process of creating another one-man show, and I'm really excited about that.
That's wonderful. You take that talent out into the world and share it. Share your light, right?
Yes, and that is what I'm planning to do, and I might be moving over to Asia to work in Bollywood.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that would be exciting.
I was, you know, I kept having this idea to go to Montreal, and then a friend of mine connected me to someone in Bollywood because they're looking for English actors. And here in North America, there's a lot of actors that are a dime a dozen, and they're in demand. And I'm like, well, I'll go where the work is. And so that's what I'm working on right now. But I'm going to ask a question now so we can,
okay.
Even though someone suggests that I own and take my power, but you know, one thing was to remind everyone we have the power to create magic in our lives. So, and if it wasn't for you and me being on that webinar, because I felt when I was on that webinar, I just, you know, I realized that when I talked to you, I was like dead air, but it was like, it was just no sparkle was there when I was talking to you. And I'm
your
like,
light was
and
dim.
I'm like,
yeah.
So
what's your question, baby?
My question is, you know, and maybe it's because I'm, you know, nearly from my car accident, but at the same time, I'm wondering if there's anything unconscious where I'm feeling sometimes where I just want to abandon, like abandonment.
I don't quite understand your question. You feel like you are abandoned
to
abandon?
Well, so I think sometimes I just feel like I want to abandon, and then I remind myself that it's just, you know, in the moment, it's not like I don't want to abandon, but what is unconscious when we have that thought of abandoning?
Well, that's how we betray ourselves, sweetheart. So one way to explain that is that the adult you wants something and the little child in you is terrified for whatever message they got when they were little, and they try to hold you back, pretty much what you're describing. So let's ask why your little child wants to abandon some things that you want to move forward on. Is that the highest question? Yes. Sheets. But give me a song, Andrew. Any song that pops in.
Well, that song that I sang at the beginning, It's a Kind of Magic.
Okay. So it's a true statement that you were taught to go to your mind and be and approach life through an anal point of view, a scholastic point of view, if you will, as opposed to a creative point of view.
Yes, it is.
I'm going right to your dad. What did your dad do?
Well, he was the one that was really hard and he'd always put down, like criticize,
always
criticize me.
Yeah, well, now, you see, your little child thinks he needs to continue doing that. So that's what happens, guys, until we become conscious. A lot of times we become our parents monitoring us the way they did instead of going, thanks very much, but I'm moving on. So anytime you feel like abandoning something that you want to do that excites you, you start talking to your little boy and go, you know, we're not going to criticize ourselves anymore. We're not going to put ourselves down. We're lifting ourselves up. We're using our light to create what we want. And you need to come on board with me now. Will you trust me to take care of you? So ask him right now, will he?
Yes, he does. And
sure, they
want
to be free as much as we do.
I need to talk to him daily.
Yeah, yeah. Acknowledge him. Tell him you're going to keep him safe, but that you're in charge now, and together you can lead a much more empowering and joyful and productive
life. That's awesome.
All right, sweetheart.
Little
good
Andrew
for you.
Says, go for it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's right. I'm so happy to hear you sound so happy, Andrew. That's great. All right, baby.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
See, when you're so joyful, doesn't it just affect everybody else? Hello, Miss Jereen. What's up, baby?
Hi. Oh, we have someone interested in buying one of our semi-trucks. And just recently, my husband, Michael, he kind of woke up with numbness in his pinky and right finger on the left hand. So I'm wondering, I mean, do we need to sell the truck to, like, this buyer? Or does he need, like, I've looked up ulnar nerve decompression surgery around the elbow or wrist, or wondering if it's coming from his neck.
Okay. Why are you... See, this is what interests the channel, is that you combined both of those together. You combined his nerve challenge in his fingers with selling the truck. So the two things have something in common, and we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5, 1. They're taking me to the core belief. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but energy is not, well, okay, hold on. It is energy, but it's not in the form that we use the word. Oy. Okay. So we're going to fuel. That's the highest place? Yes. So, because the truck needs a lot of fuel, right?
Yes.
To run smoothly and correctly. So mm-hmm. does he. He's not getting enough fuel in some way. Are we talking about nutrition? Is that the highest word? It has more to do with something in his nutrition, Jereen.
Okay.
So the first thing, and I'm not a doctor, guys, but the first thing they're giving me is B vitamins.
Okay.
Well, do you have a naturopath or someone that can help you with this?
Yes, I do.
Muscle test him. B vitamins, and I don't know why C. Well, C affects the health of your whole body. But that's what I'm getting, B and C vitamins. And actually, they want me to address anybody that's having tingling in their feet or hands? Or falling, you know, their limbs falling asleep or something, should look into. And my doctor, are we going to D? No. My doctor's my homeopathic doctor, who's also a licensed internist, is very, very, very big on B vitamins. And B vitamins, I know, can, and there's, you know, of course, a lot of different kinds of B vitamins, B12, B6, you know. Can affect a lot of different areas in your body. Is it a nerve thing? I get a no.
Okay.
An adjustment wouldn't hurt him, though. An adjustment could help him. But maybe also the guy, do you have a chiropractor who knows how to muscle test?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Ask him to test him for the different B vitamins and see if he's deficient in any way.
Okay. And then just needs an adjustment. Oh, yeah, like shoulder or something, or this hand.
Okay. Yes, an adjustment. And it's just a basic adjustment is going to help him.
Okay.
Hold on, there was... Is there something more to fuel? No, we got to it all. All right, I guess we got to it all, Jareen. I thought
okay,
there was something else coming in. Thank you, baby. Bye.
Bye.
Miss Maria in San Francisco, what's going on?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if I could ask about my aunt. She's having a lot of health problems, and one of them right now is pending surgery for a trapped nerve, is what my understanding is. She's in a very difficult emotional space. She's always felt helpless. But very religious. So, like, waiting on God to tell her what to do, and I talk to her, and sometimes she's open to more options. Sometimes I'm just waiting. I'm like, well, God's telling you right now, and, you know, you got to be open in different ways. When you're not getting the answers that you need.
Okay, so Maria, and this is happening to a lot of people. I am encouraging you, if you want to stay updated with the news, get it over a news feed on the computer or something. Be very careful about where you get your news. There is so much false news out there, but people are going under. They're going under from, oh my God, I never thought I'd see the country like this. And it's literally affecting their physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, a lot of times, religion makes us focus on all the stuff we don't want and on how little control we have over it, because religion teaches us that we are not in control. You know, we're not even worthy to sit at the feet of God. BS stuff like that. So that's what it's mostly about, is the highest word they're giving me, Maria, is that she is so forlorn, mm-hmm. which is an interesting word. I don't even use it, but that's what they're giving me. She's literally forlorn about the state of the way things are,
mm-hmm.
and it's affecting her body.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I see that, and I'm trying to help her understand that.
So,
is there anything else I can do for her?
Yeah, play comedies for her.
Well, she lives in another country, so I told her to do that. She doesn't have internet. They don't have DVD players or anything like that. So it's just.
Well, then read funny books. Anybody can find funny books. Enlightening books. Tell her to go pick up Conversations with God. It's printed in every language all over the world. That's a good place for her to start. That's a good place for everybody to start. Okay, but that's what's at the basis of it, sweetheart. Okay?
Yeah, I just...
Just help her have a more... And it's interesting, Maria, because that's the work I've done with you, is helping you choose to look at the world from a more positive perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
True.
So it's interesting now that you're being called to come forward to help somebody else. All right, baby.
Oh,
thank you for calling
in.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do. I want you to do it more for yourself. Paula in San Francisco, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, Paula. Hey, Paula. Sorry.
That's right. Hey. Okay, so a week ago today, I got notice that I have to leave where I'm living. And, I mean, I guess it's an eviction. And I've been here for 15 years, and... She, in her letter, said that I was the best tenant she ever had. She has a heavy heart because she's older and she wants to have, like, a caregiver, health person live where I'm living, which is the cottage next to her house. And so I just want to be clear because I'm look at it. It is an opportunity for me to, you know, move somewhere.
It's
that
it's time for you to go. That's
totally.
The first words I heard, and it's going to my big yes. It's time for you to go. It's past time for you to go.
Totally. So, and then my question is, there's my mom's house in Sacramento, you know, that I could move to, but I don't want to. I want to stay in the
statement.
Bay Area.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So you've got to open yourself up to all possibilities, Paula, and right now you're not. You're going, my God, what am I going to do? There's probably no place I can afford. The housing market, blah, blah, blah. You're all up in your mind instead of going to your heart and envisioning clearly what you want.
Yes, and I'm working on that. Being in my light, bringing my house that I want, my two-bedroom, one-bath, whatever it is, but big enough for my stuff, for me to expand and be creative.
With really good vibrations and energy.
Yes.
Okay.
And so is there anything else, like any that I need to do? Because that's what I'm working on doing. But then I wake up early with the fears.
Okay. So when you wake up early with the fears, you go, hello, fears. I'm acknowledging you. This is old childhood stuff. And I'm going right to your mom, Paula.
Yep.
Your mom was always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, and she's kind of never got what she wanted. She hated where she lived for a long time, and she finally got to move into a house that she loved. And then there's my father and how awful he was. It was like one thing after another.
Okay, well, do you want to live out their belief systems? Or do you want
Absolutely
to live out yours?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Right.
Then you have got to acknowledge those thoughts. Hello. Thank you for sharing. I know where you come from. But you know what? I'm creating my own life now. My life is creating this fabulous place to live that I love, that's affordable, that has... This is the highest thing for you, great vibrations.
Absolutely.
So when you go in, to use your light to create this, feel those good vibrations and say, bring me an apartment that matches this.
Yeah.
Got it?
But not an apartment, a house. A separate thing, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
You want a little two-bedroom
yeah.
house. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
clear about what you want.
And I have to say that when this thing happened, I felt like it woke me up from the longest slumber.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I was like, whoa, I'm finally awake, and I know what I want.
Yeah. Well, that's when you do this work consciously, guys, things like that will happen because you've got to move forward. You've got to.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is
a really
good, exciting thing, Paula, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for that confirmation, because I do feel that.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
And
I
if
love
anybody
you.
Lives in the San Francisco area that knows of a little house or has a little house in their property that's looking for a tenant, write to me and I'll get a hold of Paula. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
You bet, baby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
And we are going to Pat in Connecticut. Hello.
Hey, Dee. Thank you. I'm wondering, can you help me find the root of my fear that I experience every day since my childhood? And how to once and for all root it completely out of my system.
Yes, your fear, hold on, I'm going to tell you right now. Your fear is that you have no control over your own life. And as long as you hold that fear, Pat, every other fear will come in and get your attention. So, if you want to turn your life around right now, you have to accept the responsibility that your light within you creates everything that you want and need, and that you feel love and joy around that, and you send that out to the universe. But it all, guys, it all starts within you. It all starts within you. I should make an hour tape where I just put that on a loop. Everything starts with you first. When you are in alignment, everything else falls into place. So that's your answer, Pat. I would get up every day and go, today, I am the God of me, and my life creates me being free and happy and joyful and prosperous and productive. That's who I am, and that's my direct order to the universe.
Okay. Can
All right.
you see? I sometimes you ask, you know, to see if the person believes it or not. Can you see, is there anything else that I need to work on that I'm blocking?
No.
You
okay. focus on that.
Okay.
And once you really embrace that, your life will absolutely turn around.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
All righty. You bet, baby.
God bless.
You
God
too.
God bless. Thanks.
Miss Marcia in Florida. Hi.
Hi, Dee. So,
hi, babe.
I have had a pain. It feels bruised at the base of my tailbone for a while. I went to see the doctor. He did a visual. He took several X-rays. He said, I see nothing. Maybe it's just inflammation. Take some anti-inflammatories. I'm like, okay, great, I did. But I don't know. Is there some other, you know, energetic thing? Or?
Yeah, let me tell you the energetic. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in, babe.
Titanic.
Okay. Why do you feel like you're sinking?
Wow. Because I have this horrible pain that
no,
it seems
no.
a mystery. No, that's
the pain,
not it. Okay.
The pain comes from you feeling like your life is sinking. What's going on with your money?
Oh. Well, it's not overabundant, put it that way.
Okay, and when I say you're using your light to create more abundance, goes right to no. So when you think of money, you don't think of money from a happy place.
Okay. No, I still have these old conditioned beliefs.
Okay, guys.
About money.
So, look, do we want to be calling in next year with the same shit?
No.
Well, then you've got to apply what the channel is teaching you. You can't come on every week and hear it and not live it. Your life is not going to change if you do that. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Anything you want more of, you have to love. So
this is directly related to money, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get a yes. But the money is representative of you believing that people just kind of sink in their lives, especially older they get.
Yeah.
Well, it's not true. Not if you look at my life.
Right.
Well, and you know, I come from a really, really poor family, baby. So I've gotten on top of the belief systems that I was taught and shifted them around and pretty much have everything I want right now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a great thing to say?
That's fabulous, yeah.
Okay, so get busy. You can live at that same vibration. Do you understand? You can live, absolutely all of you, can live at the vibration of floating. If you're not sinking, you're floating. And everything in your life just flows. But you've got to work with your energy. And you know, there was an article that I just read on the news feed that worry, they've actually done studies now that prove that worry leads to dementia and even Alzheimer's. Why? Because, as the channel has taught us for years, it teaches us to put our attention on what we don't want. And then we create more of it. And then at some point in our lives, our brain goes, I can't handle this anymore. I'm shutting off. So get busy, Marcia. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Love you. Hold on, there was somebody. Well, Lena, you didn't call in today. Susie in Texas. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
I love that you were talking about using light to create, because I've just been putting out something called Enlightened Energy, where I channel light and guidance. So I love
Perfect.
It. It's all about that.
Synchronicity,
so some,
you know?
Yes, so perfect. So I'm having a little vibrate-y feeling that's been coming in and out, and I feel like it's some part of me that feels like I'm like disconnecting from me and
no,
feeling,
in a way.
What is it?
it's expansion. You're expanding.
Really?
You're expanding out, and your body can't quite keep up with the energetic shift. So
tell your
body that it's quite capable of adapting to this new empowerment and expansion that energetically you're going through.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so then I've been hearing something to walk away from. Maybe that's the old part of me, like walking
well, you have
to the
to,
more
I don't,
expanded.
I don't understand what you're asking in that question. Make it a clear question.
Okay. Is when I hear something to walk away from, is it the old version of me into the more expanded part of me that you were just speaking of?
That's not the right question, they're saying. And those of you that are starting to do the work, that's really, really important for you to test whether that's the highest question.
Okay.
The highest question is the thing that you are feeling like you want to walk away from, is it in alignment with your expansion? If it is not in alignment with your expansion, you walk away. But sometimes when our expansion really takes off, we get scared and we don't do something because we're afraid of the expansion. So that's why your original question wasn't the highest question. Do you understand?
Completely. Yeah,
okay.
I love that.
Okay. You got it then, right?
Yes, I do have one more quick question if
I
can. Okay. So my husband and I are wanting to move, and really wanting to move from our condo.
Your husband doesn't want to move.
I know, darn it.
Okay. So when you're in a relationship with somebody else, guys, and you're trying to create one goal, both people have to be on board.
Exactly.
So why does he not want to move?
Well, first of all, I think he wants to stay. I see him straddling the fence. I think he wants to stay in the area that we're at, and I'm honestly ready to move on from that area. But he is very attached to it. I'm open to all possibilities. And so he doesn't see that, you know, that, oh, maybe there is something better out there for us. He really loves living on the island, which I understand. There's a lot to love about it. But I feel like it's time to move on.
Well, it is time to move on for you. And it is time to move on for him, but he doesn't know it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go in and use my light and just ask for the highest and the best and that and open
to
see possible.
Just ask him, will you be open to explore with me? I'm not trying to make you do anything, honey, because that then he'll dig his heels in.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
will you just explore for me, with me, and let's see. And ultimately, together, because we love each other, we will find the highest place for both of us. That's what you want, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Miss Susie. Okay. We be going to Carrie in Ohio.
Hi, Miss D.
Hi, Baby Cakes. What's up?
Oh, it's been so many years, I feel like, since I've spoken with you, and there's so much.
Well, how come?
Wonderful.
Where have you been?
It was the whole COVID thing, and it
No,
just,
bullshit,
I,
bullshit, bullshit. It was not
no,
the whole
no,
COVID
I became,
thing.
Well, I just got so busy, friends from where I sustained the head trauma that I had that brought me to Ohio. They've been pulling me back to Colorado, and I got very embedded, and that's like literally, like, why is it?
All right, what's your question?
That's Sherry? My question. Like, moving forward, creating me, because I always use your work, like, always, well, to the best of my ability, how can I balance better, like, knowing what's good for me and not giving all of me away to others?
Well, first of all, you have to put you first. You have to love yourself first. Mm-hmm. And you're not taught that at all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. But when we love ourselves first, and this is the highest answer for you, Carrie, when we love ourselves first, we have more to give to the people we love and the things we love, because we fill ourselves up first. And they're taking me to the core belief: when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or I have to give up me to take care of others. Your mother taught you all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for you to retrain yourself now. You know, our parents were taught by their parents, and they did the best they could. They just didn't have the most enlightened understanding of the information. So you want to get up every day. You want to get up every day and say, today, I choose to love me first. I choose to put myself first. Yes, so then I have an overflow of love to give to everybody else. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, it feels you're emotional because you've never given yourself permission to do it, sweetheart.
Thank you,
You're welcome, sweetheart. You're welcome.
Okay.
That's called self-love, Carrie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, Vicki, what's up?
Hey, okay. I'm glad this whole thing with the light is coming up more. And I've been thinking about Reiki and all those modalities that use energy, and they're really using light, obviously, you know, from our hearts, from divine love.
Yes.
And so when I took quantum touch with Richard Gordon, he used to say, you don't need to memorize symbols. This is like Reiki on steroids, because the process is moving the energy up through the body, dropping into your heart, and sending it with your breath out to the person. So my overall question is, with Reiki, where people spend a lot of money sometimes to, you know, or three different Reiki users, is it the same as just sending your light intentionally through divine love to somebody? Is Reiki any more powerful than that?
Not the right question, but I get a no. Guys,
what you
have to understand as a healer is all these modalities train you to use your light to affect energy.
Yes.
And if the person wants to argue for their limitations and not accept the healing, it won't matter.
Right.
Well, I think that's where a lot of healers, they don't understand that. They go, well, it worked on this person, but these two people it didn't work on, so I must be doing something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
no, I get that
completely.
You're
not doing anything wrong. It's just that they don't want to be healed.
They're not receiving.
You have
to
understand.
They're not receiving.
All right, the channel's going to give us a percentage here. 50, 60, 70, 75, 76, 77, 78, 9. 79% of the people that say they want to be healed are also holding things within them that they don't.
Wow, yeah.
Well, and, you know, you can hear it in the people sometimes that come on the show. You can hear it with your own clients. You can hear it with people in your families that you're trying to help. You know, if you would do this, it would help. Yeah, but, well,
right.
if you could
yeah.
open yourself yeah. to this, oh, I don't know how to, you know. Now,
yeah.
it does make a difference if you continue to send your love and energy to them and see them whole. It can make a difference. But ultimately, everyone has free will, and everyone must choose, even if it's through someone else, to create themselves.
So can
okay.
you expand on what that means? Well, can you expand on what that means through somebody else? You mean, in other words, the
well,
practitioner?
Like, yeah. When
yeah.
people
yeah.
call
okay.
into the show
yeah.
and I give them information, they either
right.
act on it or they don't act on it. They say
I see.
They,
right.
they say they want the answer. And
yeah.
then they call back 6 months later and ask the same question.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if you apply what the channel gives you, you don't call back in 6 months and ask the same question.
Sure, yeah. But I think my original curiosity was just about the power of sending your inner light to somebody else. And do people, I mean, you know, I know people that have spent a lot of money on Reiki training and, you know, are very proud of their, you know, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki 3 levels. And to me, it just seems like we can all do it and it's all powerful if we drop
yeah,
in.
Yeah, to you,
and send it.
Vicky, but
yeah.
maybe not
okay.
to them. To
yeah.
them,
okay.
they
no.
feel like
yes,
they have that's... to go through the classes.
Okay,
you know,
there we go.
Guys,
okay. yeah.
always
yeah.
go back to the basis of this work. As you believe, it is delivered to you. As you
oh.
believe, your life
yes.
takes form. So your beliefs,
yeah.
unless you can move other people to understand, embrace, and shift their light with your beliefs. Your beliefs are your beliefs, and they still are creating from theirs. Got it?
Right. Got
okay.
it. Okay.
All right.
Thank
All right, baby.
All right.
You bet. That was great. That was great. And we're over. So we got to call it. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that. What it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.